Novak Djokovic has claimed his sixth Australian Open title, defeating Andy Murray in straight sets last night. The world number one triumphed 6-1, 7-5, 7-6. Djokovic has now equaled Roy Emerson's record of six Australian singles titles. Police in Melbourne have arrested at least 10 suspected drug dealers after a series of raids overnight. More than 150 armed officers raided flats and houses across the suburbs, including Carlton, Richmond and St Kilda, as part of Operation Mergers. A man from eastern Victoria has been flown to hospital with gunshot wounds to his chest. Police were called to the Staff Street Reserve in Moe at 4 this morning, where they found the man in a serious condition. Another man in his 20s was arrested and is now being interviewed by police. At least 60 people have been killed in a triple suicide bombing near the Syrian capital Damascus. Local news agencies say a car bomb exploded near a Shiite shrine, and two more bombers detonated their explosive belts when people gathered at the scene. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for those attacks. And a split between state and federal Labor is widening over possible changes to the GST. South Australia's Labor Premier Jay Weatherill says he's prepared to accept a higher GST as a trade-off for more health and education spending. Labor's Deputy Senate Leader Stephen Conroy has dared Mr Weatherill to take his idea to the people, predicting he would lose an election if he did. Meanwhile, a news poll out today has found 54% of voters oppose raising the GST to 15%.